This is New Every Day with Jeff Weston and Lawrence Cruz.
So used to doing this on your own.
Are you kidding me, friends? I'm so sorry. There's someone here. I'm not used to this.
It's good to be back. My first episode in a very long time. I think it's about a month and a half now I've been off. Just the busyness of life and work has kept me away.
How were the rentals in the North Pole? Were they good?
Yeah, they were good. My igloo's all built.
You know, that's good. So. That must be a big igloo, buddy.
So glad to be back. It's so good to be here. Love the last couple episodes. Lots of good stuff.
Oh,
lots
yeah.
of challenging material, you know, for people to really kind of think about and chew on. And it was good.
It was a good time for sure. I don't mind telling you. It's good having you back. It's better when you're here, I think. But yeah, lots of fun either way. And I think we're going to have some fun again tonight.
I think so too. I think so. So when we were planning today's show, we were talking about, okay, it's, you know, the beginning of the new year, sort of. We're coming at the end of the month now, and this is usually the point when people realize that their goals for the year have long fallen off the rails, and the diet still starts tomorrow.
It's like, what was I thinking? It was a good idea on December 31st.
Yeah. Exactly. So, speaking of New Year's goals, did you have any, or do you have any?
Do I have any New Year's goals? Well, actually, boy, you've caught me flat-footed. Yeah, my goal was to get everybody else to write goals.
And how did that work for you?
Actually, it's been very good, as a matter
good.
Of fact. That is the truth. There's been people who have come to me saying, hey, Lawrence, I'd like to share these goals with you. And, you know, and I'm like, hey, this is very good. And then my wife, she leaned into me recently saying, excuse me, mister, how about you? And so, yeah, it is good. Well, I, as a matter of fact, I'm doing very well on one of them.
Wake up.
And waking up, actually, no. But I am doing good at waking up. That wasn't a goal. I'm not that far along yet, man. Someone said to me this week, though, just waking up every day is a good day. Now, that man's well into his 70s.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, there you have it. But I'll tell you, one of the things that my wife and I did purpose to do, and the reason why I hesitated is it wasn't really related necessarily to New Year's.
Oh, okay.
But it happened to be very close to the time, so right. I'll just squeeze it in like it was. How
Fair
about
enough.
That? But it's not the New Year's issue as much as it was. I've been on again and off again with this thing called journaling.
Ugh.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Exactly. And that's kind of how I feel. And I don't mind doing it, but for whatever reason, it's just like, yeah, I don't need to do that. I got it or whatever. And then, well, we were encouraged by a man who we would look to as our spiritual father. To journal each of us independently.
Okay.
And then once a week, just get together on purpose to discuss, hey, what stood out to you this week in your time with the Lord and anything
okay.
that you want. And I don't mind telling you, it's been fantastic.
Really? You're enjoying it?
Oh, very much so. It's great. Well, I think I just like the fact, Jeff, I'd be like you and probably most of you who are watching that, you know, if you say to someone you're going to be there, then you like to show up.
Right, exactly.
So, I mean, we just committed to it. Nobody was twisting our arm. It's not rocket science. But the fact that I've given my word to my wife, I mean, I don't want to show up flat-footed, right?
Of course, yeah.
You know, she's probably the best person in the world I could do it to because she's going to love me anyway. But
you might be on the couch.
Well, yeah, you never know, right? So at any rate, it's all good. It's like, no, this is good. So then to get up in the morning and, you know, I'll make the coffee. But first thing I go to is my Bible and I crack open the journal. And just by virtue of doing that, I'm just actively paying attention to what I'm reading.
Okay.
Little more than perhaps if my mind would drift. I mean, it still
right.
drifts. You know that, right?
Yes.
And
yeah.
so, and, you know, and then the text coming in too. So at one point I turned off all the notifications because I was reading on my phone, the Bible
right.
on the
yeah.
phone app.
Yep.
And yeah, so it's really good. But then just think, oh, this is cool. But to listen to my wife and what she's been learning, I'm telling you what, it's like, just knock my socks off. Now that I love, Jeff.
You know, I love listening to your wife speak about, you know, how God inspires her and the things that really kind of get her moving, you know, spiritually speaking. So I can only imagine it'd be good chats.
Yeah, and it's not like she's this, you know, world-traveled speaker. It has nothing to do with that, right? It's just more like, oh, yeah, it's a nice day out, and yeah, God mentioned this. And I'm listening to her going, like, hello, why haven't we been doing this for like 30 years sort of thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
Well, I know the answer to that because we weren't married 30 years ago.
Fair enough. Okay, then. Well, for my wife and I, we have a goal collectively, and that is to be free of debt. Now, not to be debt-free because we still have our mortgage and, you know, there's always going to be some sort of, you know, debt in life, not that I like to be bound to it, but our God has asked us to be free of debt. And what that means is that our finances at the end of the month are more than what went out.
Oh, okay.
So just finding ways to kind of, you know, shave off some spending so that there's always extra money at the end of the month that if God says, I want you to do this, we're free to do that. Because there's nothing more frustrating than God going, hey, I want you to do this. And you're going, but there's nothing. Like, we've spent it all. And you feel very disobedient and almost unwilling, so to speak, to obey his leading. And some days it is hard to trust. And so he's really stretching us on trust. And he's saying, look, I want you to live free from debt so that you have money that I can use to my glory.
Wow.
So we're going, okay, that's a big one. And, you know, our big thing is we don't want to fall flat on our face for 2019 and trying to do that. So we're trying to be faithful to God. And on a personal front, you know, I am still going to the gym once every 2 weeks. I've got to pick that up. But my goal by the end of the year is to be able to lift my weight in whatever my exercise is. So if it's leg presses, if it's...
Sorry, I just have to get that. But that, no, sorry. There's just a lot of things going through my head.
Yeah, I know. Just shush. I'm going to mute your mic. No, but like if I'm going to do, you know, crunches or whatever, and if I'm using machines, that the weight that I use would be equal to my weight. That's my goal to build up to the end of the year.
Actually, so that's very cool. And I've seen it done. You'll be able to exceed that easy.
Well, if I work at it and if I drop
don't try it tomorrow.
Like, no, definitely not.
Like, seriously, we could get hurt.
Well, I've already done it with the legs.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
I'm at the point of 400 pounds with legs, which is good.
Wow.
But when it comes to, you know, the bicep curl, I'm going, oh, 70 pounds is killing me. I am a weakling. You know, Schwarzenegger is just going, oh, I would not be back. You know, so... but that's my goal. And so in order to assist me in not having to lift as much, I'm venturing to lose weight as well.
Oh.
So it's a two-tier approach.
Oh, so. Kind of like a push and a pull here.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't have to lift as much if I lose some.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to be able to say, yeah, I curled 260 pounds.
Yeah.
But I would rather say I curled, you know, 190.
Yeah.
So.
Are you kidding? Like if you, well, but that's a lot of weight either way, Jeff.
Absolutely it is.
So that's fantastic.
By the time this year ends, my goal is that you won't be able to fit on camera because I'd be buff.
So, we'll have to get a bigger wall here.
Exactly. But the whole point of this conversation is goals. It's New Year's goals, just life goals. It doesn't even have to be tied to New Year's, but what is it that is your goal? Maybe it's something that started years ago and you're going, I fell flat on my face. I didn't complete it, or I kind of put it up on the shelf and went, ah, when I'm not as busy, I'll work on it. Maybe it's writing a book. Maybe it's, you know, renting a room in your house, whatever it might be. Maybe it's something spiritually related and getting closer to God. And so what we want to talk about today is some steps to achieving your goals. Just some practical advice that will hopefully by the end of the year, you'll be able to go, yeah, man, those guys on New Every Day, they're really smart. They helped me achieve this. And if it didn't work, you didn't hear it here. It's just that simple.
Well, we can read a lot of good information from some very smart people.
Absolutely.
And I have dialogue with some people who have said it was actually amazing, some information that we're going to share. Mm-hmm. We've shared already, and it really seemed to be profitable. I was glad, like, I don't know if I told you, like I've heard good reports on the stuff we're about to share. So this is good. And it's not rocket science.
No, it's not.
It's kind of like the idea of having an exercise in your basement. A lot of people at this time of the year say, oh, I'm going to get one. They buy one. But it's no good if it just sits there and you don't use it.
It's not a fish tank.
That's usually the way it is. And I remember a quote one time. This is related. Now, it's not about the treadmill. But someone said, someone who can read and doesn't is no better off than the person who can't.
That's true.
Isn't that an incredible quote? Someone who can read but doesn't is no better off than the person who can't.
Right.
And I remember hearing that years ago, man, and it was all related to, like, Lawrence, for heaven's sakes, what are you doing? Just talking about what you can do. Who cares?
Right.
Because if you're not doing it, it amounts to nothing. So how about you get moving? And then I had to realize not to beat myself up, not to have to do it perfectly and not be discouraged if I didn't do it perfectly, but at least just to get started. And then I find once I'm actually doing it and I'm enjoying it, then that motivates me to want to keep on going and actually get a little bit better, and I'm enjoying the journey altogether.
Excellent.
So yeah, that's my story. Part of it.
That's a good start.
I think so.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to dive right into those little tips to help you achieve your goals this year. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around for more from New Every Day.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
Welcome back to New Every Day. We are talking goals. No, not sports goals. We are talking life goals, spiritual goals, whatever that thing is you've wanted to achieve. And this smart guy over here has got some tips.
Yeah, it's so good that he's here.
Exactly. Talking to the brick wall. No, we've got few little points to help you achieve your goals so that you don't fall flat on your face, and it kind of helps you just keep moving.
So this outline I happened to receive from an email blast that I've signed up to from a man that many of you have heard of. His name is Rick Warren.
Okay, good guy.
All right. And so the outline that we're talking about comes from one of his emails. But this is good. There's four key points that we can talk about, four steps, if you will, about how to accomplish your 2019 goals. But as a precursor to these four, here was the idea laid down in the email. Well, here's a good idea. Do it now.
Good
how
start.
How about getting started? Yeah. So when are you going to do it? Well, I'm going to get to it. Like procrastination, man. Ooh, I was the king of it for years.
Then I dethroned you.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. And it's just like, and then I realized it was a lot of fear inside of me that was pushing things away. And I thought, oh my goodness. So doing it now is a good thing. And of course, that's a biblical truth to do it now. Yeah. In the book of Ecclesiastes, it's not Ecclesiastics, but Ecclesiastes, it's known as, it's one of the books known as wisdom literature in the Bible, like Proverbs. Mm-hmm. But in Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and verse 4, the Living Bible translation says this: if you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done.
True story.
Now, isn't that so wise, so simple, and so true?
Mm-hmm.
And I found it was convenient at times to say, well, I don't think, and this is not, and it, you know, it almost became too, you know, an excuse, and I could put stuff off.
Right.
Waiting for everything to be just, no, it's not going to be that way. Hey, get going and work the plan while you're on the move, right?
Right. It's the exact same as the thought process. Everybody who doesn't try fails.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Like the guy on the golf course.
Yeah.
Every putt that's short is still too short.
That's right.
Okay, so number one, Number one step to achieving your goals would be clarify your goals. There's an idea, right?
Yep.
Like, hey, what do I want to do?
Right. And that makes sense. I mean, how many people go, I want to get in shape? Well, are we talking round? Or are we talking about triangular shape? Are we, like, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, putting a definition to your goal. If it's, I want to write a book, what is your book?
Yeah.
I want to build something. What are you building? Is it an ark? It's been done.
Yeah. Well, there's a great template to clarifying goals. And this is also from a verse in the Bible, Luke chapter 2 and verse 52. And this is a life theme verse of my family, actually. My wife and I bought a Bible for our son when he was a teenager. And on the front cover, it was called, it said 252. And it's from this book, this verse in the book of Luke. Luke 2:52, Jesus grew in, here it is, wisdom, in stature, in favor with God, and favor with man. All right, wisdom, stature, favor with God, favor with man. And there you have an amazing four-pronged template, if you will, to help you and I clarify our goals. And what do I mean by that? Well, what's wisdom? That's your intellectual goals. Okay, so what do you want to do with the slush of with your noggin? I remember a message one time, what's the noggin factor, I called it. But, you know, what do you want to do? Do you know, I know two men who have their goal to read 100 books in this year.
Okay, yeah.
That's significant, man.
That's what, like a book every 3 days?
I guess. He put it out there. One of them said, anybody want to join me? And I'm like, you know, initially I was like, you know what, I'd like to support this guy and get in the game and he could spur me on. And then I did the calculation like you just did. I said, are you kidding? I couldn't do it.
Well, if the Dr. Seuss books, I don't know.
Yeah, one pagers with big print, right?
Box and socks.
Yeah, we could do that. But intellectual goals, what do I want to learn? My own wife is a nurse. And she actually was one of the people who wrote her goals down and said, I'd like to show you these and give them to you. Because I had offered that I would pray for people who would share their goals with me. And so I've got a number of people who have done that. And my wife actually referred to something at work. She says, I want to learn all the medicine and the medications relative to this, .. She goes, I want to be more proficient at it. Not that it's dangerous, or she's not doing anything. That's not what...
Right.
But she just wants to be sharper. And I thought, that's an amazing goal.
Wow.
And so I'm joining her in prayer, and I'll be able to dialogue and say, how's that going? And she'll be able to talk about, you know, the journey, and she'll be... you know, stretching her mind.
That's
and
cool.
Growing intellectually. How cool is that, eh?
Hmm.
Yeah, okay. So we move along. Clarify your goals. Next would be your physical goals. So Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature. So stature, he grew. So that's like a boy who grows up, right?
Right.
A girl, young girl, you just feed them and they grow.
Yes, exactly.
When they're healthy. So, but the principle is like, what can you do with your physical body? How can I improve my health?
Yes.
Okay, and so basically it usually comes down to two things, right? Diet and exercise.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so guys, stop shoveling it in.
That's right.
There you go.
And if you turn off the lights, the problem does not go away.
Yeah, there you go, right? So that's in wisdom, stature, clarify your physical goals. How can I improve my health? Okay, here was the next one. Spiritually, Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, favor with God. Now there's just...
That's a big one.
Check this out. Jesus himself, the Son of God, grew in his favor with his Heavenly Father. Like, amazing.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, he had to be obedient. He was a man and you know, was faced with all the sins that man faced. And so his entire life, up to the point of even submitting to death on the cross, was a challenge in obedience.
Right.
So, yeah. That totally makes sense.
It does make sense, you know, and so what a perfect example for us. And so if Christ himself, you know, who was sinless, and he spent time to develop his spirituality, well, how much more are you and I, right? And we get to.
Yeah.
And so there you go. So the question, how do I deepen my relationship with God? The number one thing for me, read the Bible.
It's a good start.
That's a great start, eh?
Yep.
And then, now interesting, you might have other things that you would add to that or something that you would do, you know? But, you know, for me, it's like, say, hey, read the Bible and not so, okay, I did it. But actually, for me, okay, just pause a bit. And the biblical word is meditation. Like, take some time to be pensive and think about what does this mean? Contemplate it. So what? That's the question that I ask myself when I'm journaling. So what? Like, how does that apply to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And man, to do that, there's times where I don't want to leave. It's really awesome.
No, I agree. I'm learning to be silent. I'm the kind of guy where I'm always looking for the next thing. I'm always doing something. There's always something to fidget with. I don't do well with silence. Mm. And so for me, it's reading scripture or listening to it on my, you know, through the audiobook, and then I'm going, okay, God, talk to me about it, and just trying to be silent and not, you know, overthink it and just go, God, what are you saying? And sometimes that's where it's the most profound stuff that comes out.
Yeah, I just love it. I could feel it when you're saying it, man. That's good. You're reminding me of a book I read in 1986. The youth pastor of my church put this like amazing discipleship program together, and one of the books was called The Celebration of Discipline. By the author Foster is his last name, and it's an oldie but a goodie, as they say. Mm-hmm. If some of you are interested in reading and sharpening your spiritual skills, if you will, you could consider reading a book. And it talks about silence.
Okay.
And it talks about, you know, the value, that discipline of being pensive, and it's a game changer, man. It's awesome. Yeah. Okay. So spiritual goals. How do I deepen my relationship with God? And then we go, number four, social goals, stature, favor with God, now favor with man. Mm-hmm. How can I serve other people more effectively?
That's a massive question that most people do not ask.
Yeah, I'd say you're right. And I confess, when I used the template, that question didn't even come up for me, because it was more about, hey man, who can I invite to go out and socialize with, which is beneficial.
Yeah,
and it's who I am, and I actually think it's valuable. But I didn't even think of that question. Probably because it's not natural for me to want to do it either. You know?
Fair enough. And see, and you're a very, you know, gregarious, outgoing person. I'm very internal, very introvert, and so the whole idea of people, you know, exhausts me. Like I like my quiet time. I like to just kind of recharge by myself. So the idea of going, how can I serve other people? It's like, there's my comfort zone. Out the window.
Yeah, so you know? That would be
so
a
that's a tough one for me.
Eh?
But when I've done it, boy, do you feel so good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, that is cool, man. Okay, so you know what? I'm like, as usual, I've gotten like the four things. That's the template. Number one goal was clarify them. So what do you want to do? What don't you want to do anymore? Take some time. Actually, one author suggested maybe take a half a day to get away and kind of say, like, what? Talk to someone who knows you. What do you think? And they say, no, you're passionate about this. You might want to spend some time. So clarify them.
Yep.
And then, so the number two step is write your goals down and make them SMART goals. You ever heard that?
No.
SMART. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time sensitive. Boom.
Okay.
Pretty cool, eh?
So that works with the goal of waking up. It's specific, it's measurable, it's time sensitive,
yeah,
it's achievable and relevant.
And very relevant. Yeah, that's right.
That's a win in the books right there.
There you go. And friends, if any of you, well, you can rewind this, or if you can or whatever, you can ask us. We'll get them to you. We might even be able to throw something up on a screen to let you see those. And it's excellent.
Yep.
Number three then, all right, is get support from others.
We're not meant to do it alone.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Oh, man. Okay, so, there's a quote. I could quote you on that. Jeff Weston says, we're not meant to do it alone. Well, that's a funny thing. That's like a guy named Harvey Brooker. So I listen to a news station. It's an all news channel here in the GTA, the Greater Toronto Area. And one of the commercials that comes on there is from a guy named Harvey Brooker. Have you heard it?
No.
He is a weight loss coach, and it always comes out at this time of the year, and he makes this statement, if you could have done it alone, you would have done it already. Oh,
Quick drop.
I heard that years ago and absolutely loved it. And I wrote it down then, and I've saved it for messages like this. Like, it's awesome. Yeah. If you could have done it alone, you would have done it already. So what? We need help. And thank God we have help.
Absolutely.
Speaking of which, number four is ask God for help.
That makes sense.
Hey, how about that, eh? So, yeah, I mean, and God is here to help us. And then he's going to instruct you to do things like, okay, clarify it, write it down, you know, don't do it alone, and talk to me about it when you get up in the morning and you're journaling. Let me know how you feel. And God's more than willing to come and help us accomplish these things.
There you go.
It's great, eh?
We just made your year. How do you like that?
I think it is.
So if your goals have fallen off the rails, or maybe you're going, I haven't even thought about goals, then take these tips, these four tips, and apply them.
I mean, you'll be glad you did. And let us know. If you find that it works good for you, we'd be thrilled to hear from you.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Roku, Kodi, Plex, YouTube, Google Play Music Podcasts, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 on KBVB-TV, Channel 33, television for the high desert.